He's so much better.
Who is this?
This is Brian Adams.
Brian.
With a B.
To be clear, this is Brian.
Brian Adams.
Very successful, talented.
Yeah.
Canadian, apparently.
He's the best.
It's
nobody knows who Ryan Adams is. I just found out who he is recently through the internet.
Through the internet. things are happening.
Yeah, Surviving Ryan Adams.
That's going to be the next series on Lifetime, I think. Surviving Ryan. Guys, hey, it's Kate. This is Date Fails. I feel like we should just start off this episode with apologies.
Yeah.
I need to make two apologies. One apology is to Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
I don't mean my Rod Stewart, who we now have, it's come out that the Rod Stewart podcast that I did were actually about Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams. With the R. Ryan Adams.
Yes, Ryan. Ryan with an R. And I want to apologize to the real Rod Stewart, because I only chose the name Rod Stewart because I never thought, look, when the whole thing went down with Ryan Adams, I thought
Ryan. Not gosh, Brian.
Ryan Adams.
Dude, I feel sad. I feel bad for Brian Adams, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The whole thing came out with Ryan Adams. I mean, when my story happened with Ryan Adams, which was just a date fail story that I told on here because I was embarrassed and felt like an idiot for falling for this guy and blah, blah, blah.
No, you were tricked.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Well, now we know. But at the time, I just thought it was another Kate date fail. Here I go again. But I didn't want to reveal his identity, so I named him Rod Stewart.
I know. Why didn't that, out of all people?
Well, technically, I didn't name him that. Aiden did. My friend, my gay friend Aiden. I said, let's give him a different name. And he said, how about Rod Stewart?
What? That's so weird.
I don't know, because we wanted to pick a name that would throw people way off the trail. So we picked Rod Stewart, but the point is, now fast forward to these allegations that have come out about Ryan.
Ryan.
And I feel really bad for naming him Rod Stewart, because I want to say that although I don't know the actual Rod Stewart personally,
yeah,
I would imagine he probably is a pretty nice guy.
I mean, he's not, tricking chicks and...
He's not lying, abusing tricking women, or
magically
being investigated by the FBI.
Yeah,
as far crazy as we know.
Yeah.
So, I want to say that, and the second apology, and this apology is not really from me, but just I feel bad. The reason we played a Brian Adams song at the beginning of this is because, unfortunately, I feel like Brian Adams is getting really caught up in this mess.
Yeah, they're like, who the hell? Why are people saying it was me?
I feel so bad for Brian Adams.
Yeah.
Because all these people are like, so we'll update you guys, but there's a story about a musician named Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams.
Yeah, who big music fans often know of because he's a very talented musician who has been acclaimed. And
I don't know. I don't think he's talented at all.
But Jack doesn't, and neither does my friend Aiden.
Brian Adams, you play at weddings, and you play. He's everywhere,
He
has classics. Ryan Adams, I don't know. I have no idea who he is. I played a song right now, and it made me throw up.
Jack, you did not throw up. That was the booze that made you throw up, all right? No, but I mean, the point is, I'm not going to dog on him, even though I could, but I am going to say to the people... To the people who listen to my podcast, I just want you to know that Brian Adams and Ryan Adams are two different people. People keep tweeting at me like, I tweeted a statement about the Ryan situation, and people are like, fuck Summer of 69. And I'm like, no,
wrong guy.
So anyway, we'll get to that. But before we get to that, we're in Springfield, Missouri. We just got done with our first show at Blue Room Comedy Club here in Springfield. They picked us up from the airport in a red stretch limo.
From Wedding Singer.
Yeah. What year was that car? It had to be like 70s.
Dude, it was so old.
It's so old and hilarious. There's a tube TV in the limo. You can play DVDs on this tube TV.
Yeah. And I saw a condom in there. It said expires in 2010.
Yes. So it hasn't been clean since then, but it's fine. You guys, we're low maintenance. We're low maintenance comedians. Interesting question. This someone just texted me and said, the Springfield that you're in, is that the one from The Simpsons? This is a trivia question, but I'm pretty sure that Springfield is in every state, and that's why The Simpsons chose it. Isn't there a Springfield everywhere?
I think so. But no one is ever going to Springfield, though.
you're such a wealth of information. I think so. Is there a Springfield, California?
Yeah.
There is?
There has to be.
I'm going
to
look this up.
There is one. There has to be.
You think so?
Positive.
All right. Well, on that note, this episode of Date Fails from Springfield, Missouri is brought to you by Scentbird. This is really dope. Scentbird is now supporting the show. Scentbird is a company that delivers you perfume, and they have men's fragrances as well. Thanks to Scentbird for supporting Date Fails, and with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/datefails and use my code DATEFAILS for your first month at 50% off. One more time, that is scentbird.com/datefails and use my code DATEFAILS for 50% off. They actually sent me the coolest little, they're not even samples. They look like the rollerball size perfumes that you can get at, you know, stores that sell perfume, but they ship them right to you and they spray and they're awesome. So thanks, Scentbird. All right, back to it. Back to the story situation. We paused to find out how many states have the city Springfield. This is what we're educating people now, apparently. 35 states have Springfield in them, so it's not all 50. Also, Jack is now heavily researching Ryan Adams. Jack, you don't have to do that. Look, let's just talk about this shit for a second.
The FBI is investigating the allegations against Ryan Adams.
Yes, the FBI. Okay, let's just talk about this for the people that know nothing. All right, here's the deal, guys. I'm not going to spend the whole podcast talking about this, and I feel really torn about talking about it at all, but then I also feel like weird not to talk about it because this has just been such a weird time.
Yeah.
So you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, that I've done a few podcasts that since starting in around September, I did 3 podcasts about a guy we called Rod Stewart or the Wizard. And long story short,
it's like a leprechaun.
Yeah. Long story short, because I don't want to say anything that, look, long story short, I'll just say I've said everything that I want to say about this person for the most part. I've said it previously on podcast episodes, but I never named him. I called him Rod Stewart. I called him the Wizard. And the reason I did that, well, it's 2 things. One, this is a podcast about my love life. And so the truth is that every time I date anyone who is a public figure, I feel some sort of, I don't know, I feel like out of respect for their privacy that it's not right to give their names. 1, 2, it's like the show is called Date Fails. Obviously, I'm not the best at dating and choosing men, and I'm trying to work on it, but that's why I have this podcast, because I do end up finding myself in bizarre situations, and there's funny stories that come out of it. Look, plenty of guys lie to sleep with you. Plenty of guys cheat, and not saying that that's a good thing, but it does happen.
It does.
Yeah. And so normally I would not do a podcast where I name that person and call them out for doing that. But what happened is I posted these episodes about Ryan and I didn't name him for the same reason I don't name anyone. Also, because I don't want people to think that I'm using it for attention. Like, hey, check out my podcast because it's about this scumbag. Like, no. But the problem is it has slowly come to light, and I hope she doesn't mind, but I'm just going to say it. Like, one of the people that reached out to me, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. All I'm going to say is there are other women that Ryan hurt badly and was very abusive to emotionally, who heard previous episodes of my podcast and reached out to me to be like, hey, just so you know, you're not alone. We've all been through it. And, you know, we're all like supporting each other in this, and it's hard for people to understand because even if you were with him for a short time, the impact that it can have on you, but just know.
Yeah, you were like a different person, man.
It was crazy, right?
Yeah, we were going to San Diego that one time, and you just.
Oh my God, that's right.
You had me be quiet in the car, and you're talking for like an hour.
That's right. Well, one of the episodes, so if you guys go back and listen to the Rod Stewart Part 2 episode, I talked about how he called me on the phone, and Jack was with me in the car the day that he called me, and we had this like hour-long conversation. I was like, Jack, be quiet. I didn't want him to know Jack was in the car with me. It wasn't on speaker.
Yeah.
But what was funny is we had this whole conversation, and this is... And by the way, you know what's crazy is he told me, and you'll remember this, Jack, because I hung up and we talked about it. He told me like some of his reasons for not wanting me to like tweet jokes about him or say anything that could link things back to him is he was like, there's a person in my life who was recently assaulted and she's really going through a traumatic experience and I don't want...
Yeah, he assaulted her.
No, no, Jack, we're not. No.
Okay, 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 okay.
He did not assault her. Well, as far as I know, I don't know anything.
Allegedly.
all I know is this. Since then, I have spoken to that person, and it turns out that none of that was true.
Yeah.
So, like, I have this whole hour-long conversation with him in the car ride on the way down to San Diego.
And you were, like, down, and then...
I was kind of depressed, emotions, and then he called me, and then by the time I hung up the phone, he had fixed everything, right? Yeah. I was so happy. I was like, oh, my God. He told me, like, he missed me. I've been looking at your Instagram, and I saw that you went to that guy's party. He saw that I went to Dan Bilzerian's party, and he was like, are you, like, seeing that guy? What's going on there? And I was like, no, it was just a party. We had this whole talk, and he was like, I do miss you, and I do want to, you know, see you in the future. This isn't done. I just need to get well, and I'm going to therapy, and I need to get sober, and I need to help this person who's been assaulted deal with her wounds and her all this stuff. And I hung up the phone so happy, like, Jack, it's going to be fine. We're going to be together. And Jack was like, this guy's full of shit. Like, you knew right away.
Yeah, totally. Men are just, we're bad.
Yeah, but there's bad, and then there's this level of bad.
Yeah, he's on a different David Copperfield level.
Yeah, like there's bad, and then there's like emotional abuse and talking to minors and. But look, I'm not going to go into all that, and I don't want to get sued. All I'm going to say is everything that I said in the past, I protected his name. The reason I finally said his name is because when all these women started, when we all started talking, and I'm talking about women that were involved in the New York Times story that just came out. So yesterday I'm flying in from Springfield, and I had a bit of a heads up. Like, one of the women in this story was like, hey, just a heads up. There's something that's coming out soon that's going to make you feel validated for a lot of how you felt. And then I was flying to Springfield, and this was crazy. So I'm flying here yesterday, and the plane lands, and it's only a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
So I take off. There's no Wi-Fi on this flight. The plane lands. I turn my phone on, and I have like 35 messages from people sending me links to this story in the New York Times, like people that knew what had happened. And my phone was like 4%.
Sure.
So I'm like, fuck. Like, I can't read it.
Yeah.
I start trying to read it. My phone dies. Plus, I'm getting picked up by, like, the club owner, and everyone wants to talk. And all I wanted to do was, like, go find a place to read this article.
Yeah.
So I couldn't read it. The club owner took me to the club. We got food. By the time I get back to the hotel and turn on my phone, now it's been hours, I turn my phone on. There's so many messages, so many things that I'm reading that I'm like, this is so much worse than I even thought.
Yeah.
And also now I feel kind of like an asshole because in some of my previous podcasts, I even stuck up for this guy and was like, he's just really sick and he's an addict and whatever. Now I'm like, oh my God.
He's a predator.
Yeah. So it was such a weird day because I felt validated, but then also I read his apologies and he tweeted these public apologies that were like, non-apologies. Like, for anyone that feels like I hurt them, I'm sorry, but these articles aren't true. It's like there's no apology followed by the word but.
But, yeah.
And also, and this is the only other thing I'm going to say about it, because I felt, one, like, all these women were brave enough to come forward, and I was afraid to, because I was afraid people would judge me for falling for such dumb shit, or judge me for like, oh, you're using this to further your own career, or a million different things. But then I was also like, if everyone doesn't talk about what this person is doing, he's going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And like,
plus two, how's it going to help your career? He's a musician. You're a comedian.
A magician?
You're a musician.
A musician. Yeah, this isn't
going
to help.
He's actually like, Kate Clues and started going on tour singing songs. No?
Yes, I will be, actually. I'm going to be playing guitar tomorrow night. But
how did it make you feel when you read the article?
It was so weird because on one hand, it was so many things. Like I felt validated for not feeling crazy. Like, but then I also felt so stupid in a way, like, God, this guy really told one of the things he did is he tells every girl within a week, like, I'm in love with you. I think we're going to get married. I think you're the one. I know. And every girl's like, it's only been a week. And he's like, I know, but when you know, you know. And
it's
just
a script.
Yes. So it's like, it was a weird feeling of like, wow, you go back and go, wow, really not one ounce of it was real. You feel it's bizarre.
What's that called? So if you're like a mass murderer, you're a serial killer. If you're a manipulated, what's that called?
Well, he's a sociopath, according to, like, you know, psychotherapists that I've talked to about it. But
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it technically, like, there are cases of this that guys do it to scam women for like money or some other thing.
Yeah.
But in his case, it seems that it's just for attention.
Power.
Yeah, he gets off on.
Yeah, I own her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then also, though, the other thing, the other thing I was going to say is I wasn't going to say anything until I saw his apology, because that pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, there's still people replying to his apology, fans that are like, it's okay. We understand people make mistakes. This is not mistakes.
Yeah.
It's calculated, purposeful pain that he's causing.
Premeditated.
People. Yeah. And the only difference between him and a murderer is there's no body.
Yeah.
But what he's doing is emotionally abusive. And also, side note, last week, the last episode of Date Fails was with Erica Rhodes. And we told a story about how she had a similar experience with him. And after we posted it, he reached out to her and wanted it taken down. And she was upset. And I get it. Because she's like, at this point, nobody knew he was like, the level that he is.
Yeah.
So she was like, but Kate, you know, he's sick. Like, he's on drugs. But what if he hurts himself? Like, what if we're responsible for that? And I said to her, I said, okay, I have compassion, so I'll tell you what. You tell Ryan if he calls me and apologizes for the way he treated me that I will take down the podcast. But he needs to call me on the phone himself like a man,
yeah,
and admit what he did. And he wouldn't do it.
Of course not.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the whole point is I'm like, that was when I was like, then you know what? For him to tweet this apology and say everybody makes mistakes and I'm just a man and no one's perfect, but pretend you have remorse when a week ago you couldn't even apologize to one person.
Yeah.
I believe that he didn't really want it taken down, because I think that a person like this, like, just loves attention, whether it's negative, positive. I'm not even sure if he cares.
Well, isn't he a magician? Can he just make it all disappear?
He's not a magician like David Copperfield. He's a Wiccan. And I don't know. See, now I'm afraid like to make fun of him because I don't want it to sound like I'm just a jaded bit or whatever. So whatever.
I am. I'm just jaded.
I know. You're jaded. So the point is.
Fuck me.
I know. Well, Jack is such a good friend that like every time I'm upset.
I get mad.
You hear about it.
Fuck him.
I know. So anyway.
I had to go through this breakup too with you.
I know. It felt like it, right?
We were on the road a lot around the time. So he came up a lot.
And you remember when
I'm a good friend.
When I first started hanging out with him, I was like, oh my God, this guy is like in love with me. Like, I think I think he's my boyfriend. Like, he asked me not to sleep with anyone else.
I was like, Kate, stop it.
And Jack was like, I've never even heard of him. Summer like, of 69? Who is this guy? Yeah. Anyway, the point is, though, I will say this. And this is the last thing I'm going to say is the silver lining in all of it is the women that all fucking came together. And you know me, I've never been like a women's movement.
This is like the new Me Too thing, basically.
Well, I mean, I've never been someone that's like pro, like the whole movement. And I mean, I love women, but I've just never been like, yeah, I get it. But now, seeing the way all of us came together to support each other, and it is scary to admit when somebody, it is weird how even though you are a victim, you feel like it's still kind of embarrassed for falling for it and sort of embarrassed to admit it. And also like, it's embarrassing to be like, this guy is now being investigated for engaging in sexual activity with like young minor.
That's
a young
awful.
Right. It's so embarrassing though to
it's
be
disgusting.
Like, I fucked this person.
Yeah, I know. That's nasty.
I know.
Yeah.
But this is the point, Jack, is that when someone manipulates you and they're very good at it, you can't beat yourself up. You have to go, wow, well, now I have to learn what to look for and avoid it.
Yeah, one thing made me laugh was like, when I saw, I didn't know what he looked like. When I saw his picture, I was like, who the hell do you fuck this guy?
I know. You're such a guy.
I was like, they should have posted a better picture of him at least.
Why would they post a better picture? They want him to look
I'm
bad.
I'm joking.
I know, the picture they posted was not good.
Yeah, he looks like Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State.
Will you stop? Anyway, the point is, it's done. It's in the past. And we're moving on to new topics and better people in the future. But now I admitted it. And if you want to go back and hear what happened, you can go listen to those episodes.
And we're not talking about Bryan Adams. We're talking about Bryan Adams.
Yes. Yeah, it's really sad, man. It breaks my heart, too, for just his fans. Because, like, you know, I know that people that were really big fans.
This happened today, right?
Well, the story came out yesterday, and then about just like 7 women accused him of like emotional abuse and basically like lying to them. He even lied to me about a career thing. It's interesting because those are all musicians, but I didn't date him. In fact, this is a funny story I can tell. Fuck it. Who cares? What's he going to do? When I was with him, he was like, oh, I had a meeting today at XM Radio, which ironically, by the way, I now know the head of XM Radio because he was at the Kiss concert that I went to the other night. But so I can get this meeting myself anyway.
Yeah.
But Ryan was like, I had a meeting with the XM people because I'm thinking about taking the podcast I used to do to XM Radio. And like, you could totally be the girl on it. Like, we used to have this girl that would like chime in with funny things to say. And she was like a weather girl, but she never talked about the weather. And I actually said to him, if we're going to date, I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
Because like, why would I've done that before. I don't want to mix business and professional. And he was like, oh, but you'd be so great. And he goes, and I mentioned you in this meeting and everyone at XM already knew you and loved you. And I was like, oh, well, that's always nice to hear. Cool.
Yeah.
After me and him stopped talking, I said to my manager, hey, you know, this guy that I was seeing, he told me he had a meeting at XM Radio and he brought me up and that everybody there liked me. Maybe we can set up a meeting to do my own thing there. And my manager reached out and he was like, they do like you, but they have no idea what you're talking about regarding a meeting with him. He didn't even have a meeting with them. Like, so this article said that he lied to people about helping them with their careers, which I didn't even want from him, but I could totally believe it after remember. There's just so many stories I keep remembering that I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, how much of it was a lie? How much of it was a true?
I'm assuming at this point it was all lies.
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah, what if maybe he doesn't really do magic?
He does. Well, he has a magic room. All right. Anyway, so.
But I'm proud of you, honestly, because we're in Springfield, Missouri, going through all that bullshit, and you killed it tonight.
Aww.
On stage. You did great. I was impressed.
Thank you, Jack.
You wrote some new stuff. You worked the crowd.
It was weird.
It was a real crowd, weird and fun crowd at the same time.
They were really fun, but thank you. That means a lot to me because I actually was like, I was texting with people before I went up. Like, man, I feel so weird right now. Like, I don't even know my brain is just, I feel like my brain is scrambled just with so much information.
Yeah.
So many. And besides the article that came out, I've gotten messages from so many women that are like, I have a story about him too.
Yeah.
You're not alone. And it's just like, it's crazy.
I mean, could you get in trouble for that? Like, manipulating, and is that like illegal?
Well, Well, that's the
Is it considered like mental rape?
No, I mean, that's the thing about it is like, it's how do you prove someone's emotionally damaging you? You could sue someone if you prove that like you had to, if you could prove that all the things they were telling you were lies and they gaslit you and you're in therapy now and you could maybe sue them, but.
Or pain and suffering?
Yeah, but otherwise it's like, unless you can, unless they scam you out of money.
Yeah.
Or assault you, that's why the emotional abuse thing is weird because in some ways it's worse than physical abuse because there's no repercussions.
Yeah, there
isn't. For men.
Yeah.
Or women. Women do it too.
Yeah, you can literally brainwash someone to go rob a bank for you. Wasn't that what the Charles Manson got in trouble for?
Oh,
for
yeah.
conspiracy? Because he manipulated people to believe?
He was like a head of a cult, basically,
yeah, so
right?
This guy's like a head of a cult.
I mean, in some ways, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a Charles Manson of dating.
Well, it's a, yeah.
He is.
That's what I said to my friend. I'm like, it's just like a serial killer.
He is. He literally, he had a script and he literally used you guys all as pawns and he touched you guys and.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah. Well, fuck it. Whatever. It's done. It's in the past. Oh. And.
I got hit on by two couples today.
Yeah, let's discuss this. What is going on in Springfield? We get off stage and literally Jack and I both were getting hit on by like, not individuals, but like so many couples. Like this is threesome town.
Do you and Kate want to come out and hang out with us? I was like, where are we going? I was like, can Kate come?
I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going back to the hotel to do this podcast.
And they're like, do you guys want to hang out? Like we're like walking to the car and they're like, are you guys sure? You want to hang out? I'm like,
Jack was like, run. I could tell something was going on because Jack comes up to me after the show and he's never like this. He's like, you ready to go? You ready to go? You ready? Usually Jack's like, let's stay. Let's have drinks with the fans tonight. He's like, you ready? You ready? Can we go? Can we?
I'm
like,
I felt so violated. It was funny.
You felt violated? Yeah, did they touch you?
Yeah, a little bit. Like the
I was kidding.
It's because she was married and it was like, I don't want, like, don't, if you're married, like, don't touch me. Like, not like that. Like, or just like, you know, very flirtatious in front of your husband. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Was he watching?
Yeah, that's why I felt weird. I felt like one of those pornos.
Ooh, I wonder if it was one of those couples that wanted you to come like, home with them wife. And like do the wife.
Yeah.
I won't say who, but a comedian told me that happened to him. I'll never forget it because he texted me from the road.
It was me.
No, it wasn't you. It was someone else, but he texted me from the road. He goes, Kate, what should I do? This couple wants me to go home with them and hook up with the wife. And I was like, no. That's, you're going to get murdered. Don't do it.
Jackson?
No, I'm not going to say who. Anyway, all right, let's get into some more recent dating shit. I got to read this ad. Oh, wait, but before that, it's Valentine's Day. I can't believe I forgot to ask you. What's up with your girl? Did you do anything for her for Valentine's Day?
I gave her my credit card number.
Did you really?
Well, she has my credit card, and she bought herself something.
You guys are basically married.
I was like, I gotta go work. So she's like, all right. So we hung out the night before. We went out to dinner last night, drinks, dinner, and then that's it. We don't buy flowers. I didn't. This is the first year I had about flowers. And I'm like, I told her, you don't want flowers? She goes, no. She goes, don't. I really don't want them. I'm like, you sure? I'm like, every girl loves flowers. She goes, no, I really don't want them. I said, fine. I'm not going to get you flowers. So this morning from the airport when I left, I texted her. I said, just a reminder, you said yesterday I'm not getting you flowers, so I didn't get her flowers.
Really?
Yeah.
But you always have in the past?
I always have.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was kind of weird, though. I felt kind of weird, too.
You feel guilty.
Not getting flowers.
Yeah, even though she said no flowers.
Yeah. I texted her a picture of flowers.
Well, you sent the flower emoji. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think Valentine's Day is weird. It's like, I get it. It's a cultural norm that we have to participate in. But at the end of the day, like, it's like you're doing it because you feel some obligation to do it.
Yeah, like you don't really want to.
Well, and also, like, when did it become the norm for everyone to post a photo of their significant other on their own page?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I texted her. I made her a collage.
That's cute.
Yeah, I did this on the airplane.
And you sent that to her, but you didn't post it.
Yeah, I didn't post it.
See?
That's lame. Posting is like, you know?
I don't know. Do you think she's upset you didn't post that?
No, she's not into social media.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, everybody's posting it like,
oh, this is my bae. Yeah. Gross. I hate it.
I just feel weird. Like, granted, I have a podcast where I talk about my love life, but I typically don't name names, and I just feel weird putting it all out there.
Yeah, like, hey, this is my wife. Oh, my number one. Someone wrote something funny on the internet. They wrote, all you guys posting chicks with your girlfriends, but you're all cheating on them.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Whenever a guy starts posting photos of his girl, I think that they're doing something wrong. I swear. But I guess Valentine's Day is different.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well,
or I hate the ones that girls just post the pictures. Oh, look what he sent me. Look what he sent me. Like, I don't think they sent them. I think they bought them.
Oh, like when you post the gift he sent you? I know. You're like, look, he bought me this. Or what about when they buy you like a vacation somewhere? You're like, he took me to Fiji and I'm like crying alone on my toilet.
We're like, we're in Springfield.
Hey, this is lovely. This is like an upgraded Days Inn. Come on, Jack.
Totally.
All right, listen, guys, I am going to read this ad. First of all, I have to say, I am obsessed with small-sized perfume. Do you wear cologne?
I do.
Do you bring it on the road, travel size?
I can't. Well, I do sometimes, but I can't because it's
too big.
They won't let you. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So this company, this is so cool. They will send you these travel-sized bottles that have a little sprayer on it, and it comes in kind of like this aluminum casing so they don't break in your bag.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I really like it. So I just got mine, and it's called Scentbird. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes, a way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle, which is dope. And they have everything from like Prada, Tom Ford, Versace.
Oh, they actually send you the colognes.
Calvin Klein, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just bottles. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I should have made that clear. Yeah, they send you. You pick out the brands you want and the cologne and perfume you want, and they actually send you these little.
Do they have Curve?
Who makes that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. You guys will have to check. I mean, they sent me. I'm trying to remember what I got today. I got a Cartier. I got a Dolce & Gabbana. I got, I think, a Burberry. I mean, they're like high-end.
And they mail to you?
Yeah, they mail them to you. And it has 120 sprays in it. So, I mean, that's like a month worth. Yeah. So, anyway, you guys have to go check it out. Let's see. It's scentbird.com/datefails. This exclusive offer, this is only for Date Fails listeners. It's 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/datefails and use my code DATEFAILS for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird, scentbird.com/datefails. For you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, guys. Smell amazing. All right. Here's the other thing that I want to talk about now that we talked about Scentbird. Can we discuss ways that guys blow dates after? Like, okay. Do women do this too? Because this drives me insane. I met a guy recently. All right. I have not gone out with anybody since Ryan. I can't believe I can say his name now. It feels weird. In a few months. Okay. Because after him, I was so traumatized. I was like, I need a break. So that's what started me on No Dick November. Now it's Valentine's Day and it's been No Dick forever. So I recently got hit up by this guy who we matched a while ago on a dating app, like 2 years ago. Maybe a year ago, whatever. Then he got a girlfriend. No big deal.
Plenty of fish?
It was actually on Raya.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Raya. So the guy hits me up out of the blue, and he's like, hey, Kate, I'm back in town, and I'm single, and I know we never linked up before, but why don't we get lunch? And I was like, cool, why not? I haven't been out in a while. Let's do it. I go out with the guy, and things are cool. I like him. In person.
Where'd you go?
We just went to a Thai restaurant. He was really, like, so here's what he did.
Ooh,
right.
Ooh, I love Thai.
Yeah. He texted me on Monday, said, let's go out. I said, I'd love to, but my next free time is Friday. And this is so not LA. I'm so happy he did this. He was like, cool, sounds good. I'll hit you up later in the week. We'll make a plan. And then he hit me up, like, Wednesday, like, how's your week going? Still good for Friday? I'm like, yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. Then he hits me up Thursday, where should we go? And then Friday, like 15 minutes before, he's like, I'm about to head over. Are you there? And he's like, what part of town are you in? And I told him, he's like, what's a good spot near you? Do you like Thai food? Perfect. All good.
I love the restaurant you went to.
You do?
Yeah.
Just because it was Thai?
No, I know the one you're talking about. In Hollywood? No?
It's in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
Thai town.
Yeah, Thai.
I live in Thai town.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's why we went to Thai food.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
I live by Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, okay.
Which is
in
Thai town. So whatever. Point is, we go to lunch, and he's cool, and he's nice, and we click. But the problem is, after the lunch, the bad texting begins.
Why?
This guy has the worst text game. I hope he doesn't listen to this, but who cares? He has the worst text game to the point where it went from I would go out with him again for sure to I'm not really answering him anymore.
Well, all you got dirty?
Not even. A little, but that's not the problem.
Like, yeah. You want my pad thai?
No, but like, okay. First of all, he started sending photos of himself.
Oh.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Who sends photos of themselves?
Yeah.
When you haven't even touched asked for one.
Yeah.
Or kissed.
Just randomly?
Kiss? Yeah, like he would send like funny like photos. Like it would be like you sending an emoji, but instead you use your own self.
What the hell?
And gifts of him too. Lots of gifts.
Oh, gifts of himself?
Of himself. Yeah, he has weird. Gifts.
I don't know a guy that does that. It's lame.
It's so weird, right?
Like, I have a friend that does that on Facebook comments, a gif of himself.
What?
Yeah. I was like, did you make that for yourself?
Did
you loser?
Well, and then, oh, here's the best part. He sent me two gifts of himself before the lunch, but I gave it a pass because I thought to myself.
Oh, he's being funny.
And I was like, okay, Kate, look, you always date these guys that are like womanizing pieces of shit and they have the best text game. Maybe you date one with bad text game and he's not like slamming all the pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
So then at lunch, I told him, though, I said, I thought the gifts were a little weird.
And he's like, what gifts? I didn't buy anything.
He was like, really? Why? You didn't think they were funny? I was trying to make you laugh. And I was like, well, I go, now that I know you, maybe it's cool. But like, just from a stranger, it seems a little like maybe you're in love with yourself, yeah. You know? And he was like, oh, I see how that could be. So I thought I got through with him.
Yeah.
Through to him on the gifts. But then since the date, more gifts, lots of gifts.
Oh, maybe he's just being an asshole now.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think he really...
What were the gifts, though? What did they say?
It would be like if you said something to me like, how's Missouri? And I write back like, oh, the crowd was great. They liked all my dark jokes. And then you send me a gif of you like...
Laughing?
In the dark. Like, I don't know. Like, just weird. There's so many.
Maybe he just downloaded the app and he's like, I'm going to have fun with this.
I don't know. But so that's one.
Uh-huh.
And then also, yeah, then he started to get too flirty, sexual with the lines.
What time was it?
Daytime.
Whoa.
But either way.
He's a day drinker.
I just think if you haven't kissed yet, you shouldn't be sexual at all.
Yeah, unless he's masturbating another line.
Jack.
In the daytime. The guys are just pigs. I told you, we're sick.
You really think that he's just sitting around ew, I don't even want to think about that.
Unfortunately, we do this.
Like, he invited me. He's like, why don't we go rock climbing? And I was like, I like rock climbing. Yeah, I go, I like rock. Yeah, I thought that'd be awesome. I go, that Ugh. Sounds so fun. I love rock climbing. And then he was like, it'd be good practice for when I climb you.
What, is he short?
He is a little short. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Because he has to climb you because he's shorter than you.
Right. Well, anyway. Dude. So the point is this. Now, I've never been in this situation where I've decided I'm no longer interested, but I don't feel like we're in deep enough for me to have the conversation.
Yeah, you're not.
So I stopped answering, which I've never done
before.
You should
send him a gif.
Like, he's just not that into
you. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do, so I stopped answering. And then after he texted me like 3 times with no answer, I started to feel guilty. So today he said, hey, still there? And I felt bad. So
and you're like, yeah.
I wrote back, hi. I didn't know what to say. And then he said, what are you doing? Like, immediately he replied, what are you doing? And I said, I'm in Missouri. You know what he wrote back? Sexual.
What the hell?
What does that even mean?
This guy's on drugs.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get a drug vibe. So that was my first date.
At least you didn't give him the Quigley.
Is Quigley a euphemism for
vagina?
A body part? Okay.
At least you didn't give him the Quigley and you got Thai food.
Yeah. I mean,
next time you go out, take me with you. I want to go Thai food with him.
You know what would be really fun? We should totally go. I should go on a date and you should come and watch. And then we could podcast right after and talk about everything that happened.
Yeah, I could just be in the behind you guys. Just right. Like eating. Like,
and watching because that's not creepy.
It's not.
And then at some point, I'll be like, could you get the check for that guy too?
Oh, yeah. You should put your phone and you should call me and I should just listen to it the whole time on my headphones.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that, it's called Invasion of Privacy.
Ooh, let's do that. We're such. I like at the beginning of this podcast, I'm like, this guy's a freak. And now at the end, I'm like, we should invade someone's privacy. We should record the date. And talk. Anyway, so those are my, that's my Valentine's Day, everybody.
That's the best.
I guess, I don't know. I have nothing else exciting to share. So basically, I wanted to update you guys on the situation. I also wanted to update you on my first date back since, you know, the fiasco. The date went terribly. So that's what's happening with my date fails.
Date fails. Eww.
By the way, I just have to say, we're watching right now, not watching, but on TV right now is Lip Sync Battle muted while we're doing this podcast. Yeah. And LL Cool J, that's LL Cool J on TV. I saw him at the Kiss concert the other
night. Dude, he looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, he totally does on this with that beanie on. But get this. I saw Kiss at the Whiskey, which was insane.
Yeah, man. They're old, dude.
They're old, but I mean, getting to see them at the Whiskey up close.
And they're in shape, too.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. And holy shit, Gene Simmons' tongue is really like 3 feet long.
It's crazy.
He drools on everyone.
I wonder if he has it insured. Probably does, huh? His
tongue?
Yeah.
Tongue insured. I don't know, but it looks like rolling out a carpet. Ooh. It goes on forever.
Does it really?
Oh, my God. And then this is so gross. He, like, he leans over the crowd and he sticks his tongue out and he like shakes his head and like drool flies on the audience. I stayed back. I was like,
chlamydia.
Oh, yeah. But LL Cool J was there and he was rocking out like he knew the lyrics to every song. And I was just like, he's not only is he like the only black dude at Kiss, but he was obviously a fan. Like he knew everything.
Dude, they're the same age.
No, they're not.
LL Cool J is up there, dude. He's pushing 50 easy.
Kiss is older than 50.
But he grew up around that time. Right?
I feel like I have to now see, look up how old LL Cool J is. Hang on.
How old is Gene Simmons? Siri, how old is Gene Simmons? That's
Gene
close.
Gene Simmons is 69 and LL Cool J is 51. 51.
So that means when Kiss was out, LL Cool J was like a kid. So he heard it. He grew up on it.
Okay, but how come there wasn't a whole bunch of black dudes at the Kiss show?
I don't know. LL Cool J loves the ladies.
All right, you're making no sense. All right, well, anyway. Jack, thank you for doing this podcast with me.
So can I plug something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh, thank you. I started a podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Comedy Club Confessions. And it's basically we talk about growing up in a comedy club and talking to comedians about their crazy stories. So if you can, listen to it.
You have to have Paulie on.
Yeah, I want to.
That's like the ultimate growing up in a comedy club.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the things Paulie Shore saw back?
It'd be the longest podcast.
He was probably like 8 years old watching dudes like do lines off that piano table in the back green room at the comedy store. Yeah.
I seen that when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, I mean, you grew up in a comedy club.
Yeah.
How old were you when your parents opened the HaHa?
Just one.
Oh, you were? You were a baby?
Yeah.
The HaHa's been there that long?
Yeah, 31, 32 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
I grew up there. Like, my parents were waiting on tables, and I was in the back, my bottle.
People don't realize that how many comedians got started at the HaHa.
Dude, I found out so many more today. Like, not today, this past week. Jimmy O Yang from Silicon Valley and Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
He was one of them. Rel Battle from Superior Donuts. A lot of comics, dude. They just told me that recently.
Well, I mean, I did open mics at the HaHa. Everybody did open mics at the HaHa. It was a great spot and still is. I love it. I love it. Aww. Well, I'll do your podcast.
Definitely. I want you to.
I will definitely do your podcast. And guys, we're in Springfield, Missouri all this weekend. Come out and see us. We got two shows tonight. That's Friday. Two shows Saturday night. And then back to LA. So I love you guys. This is a short episode, but and if we sound a little tired, it's pretty late. But I just wanted to get it on here. I wanted to, you know, clear up some things And yeah, maybe we'll do another one this weekend. But this has been Date Fails. I love you guys. You know, follow me at Kate Q Funny. Follow Jack at Jack Junior Comic. And we'll see you next time. Bye.